Or at least if you divorced her for cause, right? If you divorce her, Nesha Matzabar Vastavar. Correct. I'm not sure about that. I guess he does say Shem Mitzvah Lagarsha. So in a case where you ought to divorce, so would that bear on your chiyuv to support your grusha l'achar l'achar gerushin? So what do you think he's suggesting here? So you're saying we know that in the case of a regular grusha, there's dinim mitzvah halos esalim. Does it apply in a case of girsha b'neir vas davar? And you're saying maybe there's a greater chiyuv of separation?
Yeah.
It's interesting, but you could say that it's... what about Ali De'acher? So you still have a separation. So he cites the Tana D'Rabbi Eliyahu. What does he think emerges from there? What is this? What does Diak from Tan Belio? Well,
it's just
a
case.
Well, the Diak is that it says Matzabad Davar Vigirsha. Matzabad Davar implies he thinks Arvas Davar, which he thinks connotes that even if the wife was Mizane, which is Arvas Davar, nevertheless, if she became poor, Yifar Nisana Masha Yuchal, Kachna Msochal Tesalim. It's pretty interesting conclusion. And the thought is that the grounds for divorce don't undercut the consideration of Mipsar Chalos Esalim Lachar Gerushin. It's pretty interesting.
But there's still, within like Midr Chasidut, it's not really the principle itself, it's kind of just that.
How do you know this is just within Midr Chasidut? Maybe he's moved on from Midas Chasidus. The case of Keturah Avram Sarah, this case was Midas Chasidus, because it's some relatives of your ex-wife. But the actual din in the Yushalmi and the Medrash doesn't seem to be a din in Midas Chasidus. Here's the topic. Im Girshem Neshem Matzabah Erbas Tavar Shem Mitzvah Legarshem He Gam Kein Bichlal Hazeh. I think it just means Klal Hazeh, meaning the din of the Yushalmi of... Well, maybe I don't see the suffix as being limited to the Midas Chasidus consideration. If anything, I would say maybe it's harder to have a Midas Chasidus consideration if the wife was Mizana. Well, you expect to go to Fnimi Shura Sadin when, well, but if you think that there's like a more basic obligation with Sarchalos Salim, then you could say, hey, that's invariant to the grounds for a gerushin. I think this is a chiddush. You know, I think you might have said that Mitzvah Halos Esalim would apply if it was a clean, amicable gerushin. Exactly. Right, it's benign.
Why would you think that?
Why would I think that? Why would you not think that?
I mean, what do you think is the reason, the basis for him starts out to sell and that it would fall away if he got divorced because of Erev Hashavah?
I think you might say that that's a degree of pirud, it's a degree of stronger separation.
In what sense?
It's like a contamination of the union.
Is it kind of like she doesn't deserve it?
You could think of it in terms of a knas, like mechim mizonos, you lose a ksuva, so you lose your ksuva during the marriage, lachas kam v'kama, you lose your right to mizonos achar the marriage. So you could think of it in Yonatan's sense of a penalty. Yoni or Yonatan? What do you
think? That's the first time you said that, but
yeah.
You can go with it.
Okay, let's take a little Yoni then.
Never heard that.
What?
I've never heard Yonatan, but
are you Yoni or are you Yonatan?
Yoni. Your full name?
Jonathan.
Okay, so what's Jonathan Hebrew?
What's your Hebrew name?
What do they call you at the bris?
Jonathan Ben Mordechai Chaim.
So Jonathan.
You don't say that every time.
It's Jonathan.
Yeah, it's true.
Definitely, every time you get an Aliyah, you hear it.
You're not wrong. No. All right.
You could go with Yoni's point about it's like a knas, she forfeits her, right? You could say that the grounds for divorce may determine the strength of the shiluach. For example, like we saw in the Yushalmi, that mizuhemes be'enav, that for get yashan and for lani opundiki, the grounds for gerushin determine some of those dinim. So you could say that, maybe. Yeah? Okay. Let's look at one last point in the Ali Tamar. Yeah.
Really quickly, I looked at it in like the exact opposite way, that because that there's a mitzvah that now you're forced to divorce her, there should be more of an obligation to support her because you didn't want to sever the union, but you had to.
It's tricky in a case. I don't know that the mitzvah comes to the exclusion of wanting to divorce her. Right, it could be that you want to divorce her. Plus, there's a mitzvah like Arsha.
But if not,
it's a tricky question. I hear the argument,
right.
But I don't see why the wanting itself should matter. Right. Yeah. Okay, look at the lechora tamua. Here he just puts the question. Oh, let's look at one other raya that he has. Tzachari would have liked this. So who has the Ali Tamar open in front of them? Romy, tell us about this raya from Parshas Acharei. He wants to bolster the thesis that there's a din of mipsarch al achar gerushin. So what is that?
So can you read it?
Yeah.
It says ish el kol sher lo sibru gal erba.
So all these cases. So what's that? All these cases of
arayos that apply even after their divorce.
So there are many in-laws that remain prohibited. Lacha ar gerushin even. Hare. It's a very interesting diak. He's really pointing to the language of the psukim. What's the language of the pasuk? Share, right? I'll call she'er bisaro.
Is that just true that it applies after divorce also?
It's true that these isurim apply lachar gerushin. It's an interesting question whether it's true that they are called she'er bisaro la'achar gerushin. I mean, you might say that the isur erba applies to anybody with whom you once were she'er basar. His diuk is that If the shame erba applies la'achar gerushin, then it must be the same basis, i.e. that you're still share basar with them. It's a nice idea. We'd have to look more carefully at the arayos relationships la'achar misa to see whether his analysis is totally correct. Does everybody see the point? He's just being medayik that these in-law arayos are characterized in the Torah as share basar, and that they apply lachar misa. So he's suggesting it follows that they're considered share bisara lachar misa. It's a very interesting suggestion. Ned, do you agree with that?
Yeah. That part I read.
That part you read and you liked it.
Yeah, I was thinking also about the drasha about share chazal. Read that as Yishtel.
Yeah. But here the chiddush is that it's share basar even after death.
Well, that makes the share of Akari Elav, that makes a lot of sense because he's dead and they should open.
Ah. I mean, she's dead. Kiim Lishero.
He's dead.
What?
Yeah, So, yeah. It remains even after he dies.
Even after. That's some Atuma, no? Kiim Lishero Akari Elav. The Kohen Pimitame.
After she dies.
No, I'm talking about the Baal Yerush.
Right, the Chazal Darshan, that pasuk for Yerush Sabal.
Yeah. But
you see it, there's a shame Karov Lachar Misa.
Yeah.
Right. And you see it also from Tumas Kohen. Right?
And you see it just
the pasuk. Yeah, I think Zacharia sent out earlier in the year the reason why he Pimitame to his Krovim, Yishto Kegufo, his wife, is considered his closest Karov. I think you would just say there, that's also La Harmisa, because we're talking about the Kohen being Metame Torah. So I think that works nicely with this analysis of Arayos. So Shem Isha Lachar, La Harmisa. For a grush, the Kohen is not Metame. We should look into that. Yeah, we should look into that. Guys, look into that. Okay, tell us what you come up with. Kiva?
There's a question here more whether if a guy marries a woman and her parents, right, her both parents are alive, her dad dies, so then she and her husband inherit, and then she dies. If her husband is considered like a purchaser of her land or like an inheritor of her land,
yeah.
But he winds up saying he's an inheritor just so we're not going to leave the Amana alone, but they're not related in any way. Like, even when both his wife and his wife's father were still alive, they still weren't related. So it kind of expounds on this idea that even after death, there's still some kind of connection.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think you should join Ned's team to look more into this Yerusha Lachar Misa discussion. Because you're right, that perforce, that means any case of Yerusha Zabal is Lachar Misa. Same for Cohen. You get to report your findings to the WhatsApp group? Excellent. Okay, then the Ali Tamar here has a tema. At the end of the piece, he wakes up and he says, wait a second. How does the whole din of Mibsarcha Losis Ali make sense for Gushaso? L'chora Tamua, Romy, tell us about it.
L'chora Tamua, Amnam, the Ishto, Siv Adavu, the Ishto, Vayla, Vasarecha, Balacha Sheit Garsha, Sha Hasib Rekorta, Mashkat, Vibushan, Hari Kfar, Einam Vasarecha, Hari Kfar, Nisi Lacher, Mashkat, of the Rabbi Shabili. So he's saying, they're not Vasarecha anymore.
So he wakes up at the end, right? So what's his answer? Yeah, very shvach interpretation. Right? He said, oh, how could they be Bisarcha? They're not Vedav Bishtoi the Basarcha anymore. What about the get? The get dissolved everything. It's like, oh, it just means that they once were Basarcha. Very shvach. No? Ned, you could. It's terrible.
Terrible for our purposes.
Well?
It's terrible for our Shir, which is.
Maybe, it may be correct. Well, I just think the point is, he's saying, how could they be Basar Echad after that the get is Kursa, the Sefer is Kursa, right? You might just say that the Sefer is not Kores everything. That's just the, I think that's just the response. But you're right, he goes for this view that you just say, oh yeah, Inachanami just means somebody who once was your Mibsarcha.
Didn't somebody see that before and we passed them off?
The Pnei Moshe commenting on the Yushalmi.
No, but somebody in the class had like tried to be with like me, Basarcha, like from your Basar, and like implying.
Somebody once was your Basar. Who had that idea?
Somebody had that idea here.
Right, but it's right. It was semantically dubious.
Yes, not past, but semantically from you, so somebody that like could be. That
right.
From no longer is.
The only way to get that is if you have like a yeshivish from. Like, I don't hold from that, and then you kind of conjugate it past tense and read it into the mem as a prefix. But it's not tenable. Yeah, well?
That's what you're thinking?
It's not tenable. So yeah, he says this, but it's a very shvach suggestion. Romy?
I don't think it's a shvach. Because, I think it's basically what we want to say, just, meaning, the question is whether or not you want to call it Ishis or not. So you could say, like, they have this whole connection that still exists, we're just, he doesn't want to call it Ishis anymore for, like, this technical reason that, well, they're not really, you can hardly say they're remarried, especially...
Right, but there's a chalos that they were Basar Echad.
Yeah, or, meaning... I get what it sounds bad to say, oh, it's the past and there's nothing going on now. But the point is that given their relationship, there is something that exists now. That's
right.
Why he manifests himself in the present.
Yeah, the past is still relevant in some way.
Yeah. I think the bigger problem is the linguistic issue. Like, I think you get around the conceptual point by doing it.
Mibsarchalos
is Alan. But it says Mibsarchalos is Alan and they're not Basarecha anymore. So how do you reconcile those two things?
Right.
And
bye,
that
Ned. Left us with this long Ale Tamar. He's like, he's done with this.
He did enough. Like,
yeah, he had enough. He's like, all right, you guys figure out what he's saying.
I just...
Well,
yeah,
it's true.
thought it was so absurd. It's not like, come on.
Yeah.
It was so schwach.
That's right. We lost him. Yep. Surah, you don't like the diak of Mibsarchal Stalin. That's the. You're saying his the Ali Tamar's interpretation doesn't work well with the words.
Yeah. Like Mishai's a Pam Sarcha doesn't feel like enough, but conceptually not
Panamai. Right. Who made the diak about. Let's go back to Tani's point. Who made the diak about Mibsarcha?
I think it was Akiva.
I didn't think it in Shir.
It was after Shir.
No, someone made it in Shir.
Wait, what's the deal?
I'm pretty sure because I remember someone else saying it.
Is it Daniel? Daniel, is this your deal?
What is the deal, guys?
Yeah, what's the deal?
It was your deal, Daniel.
Daniel's being humble.
It was Daniel's deal. Anybody remember? It wasn't Daniel's deal? I think it was Daniel's deal.
What's the deal?
Zildi, this is yours.
It's from the past tense.
As it was you?
No!
I think it was Daniel. Zildi, we're going to go back to the recording.
Doesn't it sound like it makes sense?
No, I think it might make sense.
Sorry.
Yeah, listen to this. Not because of the past tense thing.
Okay, good.
That's clearly wrong. It's because of from.
From?
The wife was considered from... his basar at some point.
Separated
from his basar, right? Because they were basar echad. And then the garrison separates them.
That's right.
The
guy.
Well?
The
from is talking to the guy, saying, don't hide from your. The from isn't connected to the sarecha as much as it's connected to the guy.
He's saying when they're married,
don't
basar echad. And then when they get divorced, so
don't ignore something that was from your flesh.
Mibsarcha
lo sesale. What was mibsarcha? It was from your. It was from your flesh because at one point.
You need another mev.
Got you. I could say mibsarcha al tesat lo sesale. Don't ignore your flesh.
Okay, if you're putting stalling first, then you're
not flesh, to be honest. Well, it's a merdic idea.
No.
This is umib sarcha los. Well, umib sarcha los stalling means from. You could have said sarcha. Don't ignore your flesh. But this is from. This is from your flesh. Ki me ish lukacha zos. Right.
Wait. So what's that? You need like an additional.
I don't think you do.
You need an additional word.
An eclective.
I don't know what the word is.
I don't either. You don't think the Torah could have said "Ubsarcha lo sisalim"? Don't ignore your flesh. You can't say this. "Ubsarcha lo sisalim."
Where's Ned when we need
him?
Ned would know this.
What?
Ned would know this. No, I don't think that's a proper use. Like how you use the word "sisalim."
Well, now we'll never find out because why you stopped teaching Hebrew.
That's not true.
Yeah, I'm in the Hebrew.
We'll never know.
Biblical Hebrew right now.
You guys.
What?
What?
It made me take the secular.
Ask
for his my teacher.
You're not
taught.
John,
ask him. What?
Ask the
Hebrew
teacher. What?
Umibisarcha, the argument is that the wife from your flesh, because one time they were apart, they were unified.
Yeah.
I think there's something
wait,
to say.
I don't get the difference really.
Between what and what?
Ubsarcha and Ubsarcha.
So.
And your flesh and from your flesh?
Yeah, your hand while it's attached to you is your flesh. But once it's detached, or like you cut off your nail, you cut off a nail, right? It was from your flesh. It's no longer your flesh. That's the.
Ubsarcha Telem was people that used to be connected to you that now no longer are.
Yeah.
Should that apply to your children also?
Well, there's only one person who is Basar Echad with you that's no longer. That's why it's your Shasta.
What?
The Pasuk mentions like Aniyim also as like possible Drusha with that.
I'm saying, Ubsarcha,
are they no longer your kin? They're no longer your Basar?
No, but the first part of the Pasuk is Vera Arum Michisisa. But then Ubsarcha Los Salim is talking about
Drusha with that also.
Yeah.
Meaning other your children, the responsibility for them is also from Ubsarcha.
Is
it?
I think so.
No, I'm saying, but the drasha of
the drasha of the drasha.
Can we ask someone? Can we ask someone before we like?
before we watch. Finish that.
I'm telling you, it would only be people that are no longer your children if it was being used.
I think it's a really nice idea. You think it's too big of a chiddush to say?
Yeah.
I think it's the chiddush in the Gemara.
What do we need to make it a good chiddush? Who's the biblical Hebrew teacher?
Ariadna.
No, ask Rav Wiener.
Let's bring him in.
Ask Rav Wiener.
We'll, yeah, we'll ask. We'll get some consults on this. I'll work on this. I'm
just gonna say, and from your like.
What?
Like if I ask him, he's just gonna say it's and from your flesh.
Basar mi, basar mi bisari, basar mi bisari. Gracious. That's a mei asamai.
Basar mi bisari.
That's a mei asamai basar
mi.
Me bisari.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's not proof for you.
That's opposite from my flesh. Me bisari.
That's so it doesn't work. It doesn't work.
Why doesn't it work? It's so beautiful.
Because there it was taken.
Because they are one. Now you're trying to say they aren't.
No, but that was taken from.
I thought the whole argument.
Yeah, but then at that point we're sitting there together in the same way. Now it's not connected.
What's the argument?
Ty, does Princeton teach Hebrew? Did somebody here go to university that teaches Hebrew?
Yes.
Why you doesn't? So do you know? Or?
I'm actually in Hebrew class.
And?
And I do.
I think Tani has rehabilitated the suggestion that we're going to impute to Daniel. Daniel went past tense on the mem, but I think this is the better way to go.
Is that correct? Can you explain again? I just want to make sure I got this.
Yeah, the thing, they're no longer Basar Echad.
Okay, so
but they once were Basar Echad, right?
I understand that, but where's that?
So now it's, that's why it's Mi Bisari.
What?
Mi Bisarcha.
Translate that. Why don't I get that?
Don't ignore someone that's from your flesh.
From your flesh.
From your flesh.
From your flesh. The wife.
What does that imply that's past?
No, we're off the past thing.
So what is it?
It's not past from. It's from your.
So what's the
what's wife?
From?
Well,
that just.
It's like when you take off your finger. It was from your. What? But that's clearly how it's used in Bereishis. Etzem me'atzamai basar mi bisari.
You're specifically talking about children.
What is?
If
mi bisarcha. Well, the Gemara darshan zugrushasa. Why? Because you once were basar echad, and now she's mi bisarcha.
Also, your children. That just sounds like children.
What about
well,
the requirements?
Okay, let's finish up what we were supposed to cover here. Look at this. Romy, you're going to take over for Ned. Just have a masik one mizoni umash mashloha yilobanami man about pichem nivsarchalos asalim. This is actually interesting in light of a Wikipedia discussion of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So tell us about this, Romy. Have a masik one mizoni. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili would support her every day.
Right, even though they didn't have children together.
Oh, mash mishloha yilobanim
imena. He clearly assumes that that would be a creek, like it would make it more.
Correct. Like that chuvah nagonim in the Orzarua, again, depending on how you read that chuvah nagonim, it seems like he's saying, had they had banim together, there would be more of a reason for him to have a chiyuv to support a lachar gerushin. That you could explain what the ongoing bond is. She's always the mother of his children. But he's saying, even without that, so number one, you see that he thinks banim, like we saw in the Ishto Kigufo, banim, vlada notzai deshneim, he thinks that would be a reason to increase the obligation to halacha gerushin. But number two, he thinks you don't even need that. That even, he thinks you get from the Gemara that without banim, he has the obligation. Now, he may be factually wrong, depending on the historians, what they dig up, whether Yossi Aglili was only married once and then his children are from that first marriage. I don't know what it, the mashmos. I don't know where he gets from the Yerushalmi. They didn't have children together. That's the Diak Ali Tamar. And then he cites a very. I thought this is really good. Zeichel Davar from Boaz and Rus. Zeichel Davar Boaz and Rus. Ah, maybe this gets back to the David Ben Ishai Gilgal discussion, right? There's a connection here that Boaz turns to Rus and says. And then in this is a really fascinating thing about Ruth. At the end, the women turn to Naomi and they say, "Yulad ben le Naomi." We're told, "Ki chalaseich asher ahevaseich yiladatu asher hitovalach mishibabanim." That sound right? So the striking thing about the story in Rus is that there was no biological bond between Rus and Nami. Rus was just the wife of the dead son of Nami. And yet the whole story of Rus is this connection between them. Ad kedei kach, that when Rus has a child, everyone's saying, oh, you lot ben le Nami. It's a child for... And then the Ali Tamar's diak is that even with Boaz says, oh, everything you did for Chamoseich. But Chamoseich is a weird term if they're no longer related. Like your mother-in-law. This is the mother-in-law, Lachar Misa. That's the diak that he's making. So he's trying to say that you see the Bibsarcha Lo Sisalim, there is some sort of familial relation after Misa, as evidenced by the whole narrative in the Rus story. Everybody see that? So there's a din chamoseich acharei mosi sheikh. And he's saying, oh, in a chiddushit, that's even true when there are no banim. And then same, kaloseich asherai vasei chiladati. She's the daughter-in-law of Nami? She's not. Maybe she was the daughter-in-law. Everybody see that? So he's making the diak that in the psukim, she's considered the present daughter-in-law. V'hine al pidin kishamei sabayla nifsika akurva v'kol shekein sh'af banim ein lamimena. He wants to say maybe it's like a midas chassidus and b'sar chalos esalim, but you could go a little further and say it's more. Maybe the pesukim show you that there's some din she'er lakala lachar misa. Kiva, you have a quick comment?
Yeah, the proofs we're bringing up are not ones where they're trying to separate from each other. So I think it's difficult to say that when husband divorces his wife, that it's still the same kind of connection as Rus and Oli.
Ah, lachar misa might be different than gerushin.
Right.
Sending away might be different than just death.
Right. So you shouldn't separate, whereas here it just happens that, like...
Yeah, that's a really interesting point. You should bring this up when you have your powwow with Ned and company, because a lot of those rayas about Yerusha, Kim Lashera Karavei Love, and Tuma, and the Nami case are all cases of death, not divorce. So it's an interesting question whether you think the post-marriage relationship is different between Haman and Grusha. Yeah, I think it's a really good point. Okay, let's just close off so that we don't have to talk about this next week. Ezra.
I've just been preparing the wrong course this whole week.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry about that.
Still on the show for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Next week, try better to prepare the right ones.
There you go. Okay, so the last thing was this discussion of Losa Anun for a Grusha. I know we mentioned this very briefly last time. But we saw here that there's a special din to take care of an Almana and a Yasom. Losa Anun, you shouldn't oppress them. The Ramana Fosdeos explained that this is because Nafsham Shvela Lamod. Why? Because they don't have somebody looking out for them. They don't have an advocate in life. There's no father, there's no husband to take care of them. So everybody has a heightened responsibility to be merciful, to always give them the benefit of the doubt, to look out for them. The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Samechei says they're tshushei koach, they have nobody to rely on, they're weaker. And we saw the Minchas Chinuch was mesupak whether this extends to Grusha. Correct? Now you might say a Grusha is just as vulnerable. So we saw the Chshukei Chemed thought, what was his argument? Mikol makom yeshla adayin tikva misuyemes shehabal hagarish bevo hayom yachzir grushaso. So what was he saying? Oh, shal kol panim yidag la lefarnasa kedechse mipsarcha losis alim zu grushaso. So this gets back actually to Akiva's distinction between death and divorce, but the other way. Because your way is to say that death is a... closer connection, right? Here he's saying, no, hey, mafsir grushasa, right? The capacity to always rekindle the marriage. That means that she has somebody out there to support her. And even if you don't say the capacity for bringing the marriage back together, the etzem fact that there's a din mipsarcha lo sisalim, lachar gerushin, shows that there is somebody out there who's responsible for the grusha. Who mentioned earlier in shir that these two dinim go together, mafsir grushasa? Akiva, is it you?
It was me.
Is that Ezra? Yeah, Ezra, I mean, this is exactly that point, right? That Mafsir Grushaso, at least in the Chshukei Chemed's mind, goes hand in hand with the Mibsarcha Lo Sisalim in showing that a Grusha has somebody in the world who's there to support her. It's kind of striking that the two dinim go together here. Yeah, so Zev?
After remarriage, that would definitely go away.
What?
If it's relying on Master Grisha, it would go away after remarriage.
Lechoran, it's an open question, again, depending on that Arzarua, maybe, right. The reading of the Arzarua, not your way of reading the Arzarua, as we read, whether that's true from Sefer Lestav. You're right, Pashup Shalom Yushalmi is that it stays Lachar Nisuin. Okay, Shkoyach everybody, that's it for Mibsar Chalos Zalim. Next year, we move on. We're going to start clean with Get Yashan. Okay? Yeah. It's going to be about one shiur on Get Yashan.
Nine sources.
Yeah. We're going to cover everything in that section on Get Yashan. Yeah.
It's only one shiur?
Yeah, one shiur on Get Yashan. And then by Tuesday, we're going to be on Lani Mima Pundiki. Yeah, we're going to spend a little more time on learning about Punjabi, but not so long. But get Yashan's one shear.